Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast, here to share how our ministry and partners are bringing the Great Commission to Iran and beyond. Coming up, we have Shahnaz, Program Response Coordinator for Mohabbat TV, here to share her journey as an Afghan woman and how we can pray for believers inside Afghanistan and diaspora.
Well, welcome to Impact 32, Heart for Iran Ministries podcast, where we connect with you, our friends and ministry partners, to share with you everything that God is doing. Today, our topic is Chasing Truth. It's about an Afghan woman's journey with Christ under the Taliban regime. Today, we have Shahnaz with us. She's the Program Response Coordinator for Mohabbat TV. A little information about Shahnaz. She was born in Afghanistan and she moved with her family to Iran as an Afghan refugee when she was very young. Later in life, she and her husband came to know Christ in 2006 and began working as full-time ministry directors in Turkey. And in January of 2022, they joined the Mohabbat TV family as Dari speaking prayer and trauma counselors and our 24/7 call center. Every day, Shahnaz prays and counsels both in-country Afghans as well as Afghan refugees in other countries and brings them to the hope and gospel of Jesus. Shahnaz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Heather, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, I know that we're so happy that you and your husband, Hussein, have joined the Mohabbat family. And it's just been such a blessing to get to know you guys and to hear your heart and see your heart. But we wanted to give our audience an opportunity to also meet you and hear about how you came to know the Lord and what you're currently doing. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and jump into the questions that we have for you today. And again, thank you so much for being with us today. So our first question for you is, can you explain to the audience the culture of Afghanistan? I think it would be helpful to know, is it hostile? Is it inviting? Can you give us a real picture of what life is like inside Afghanistan?
Yeah, sure. That's amazing. Afghan culture is very inviting. It's very lovely. And they are so pressure. And when you go without any invitation, without any call to make a schedule for them, if you enter their house, they lovely accepting you, serving you as much as they can. So yeah, it's very inviting. They are very lovely. They are very warm, welcoming for all of the people, even they don't know you. I want to just, you know, share the to give a big picture of Afghan family or Afghan culture for that. We had just before Taliban came and, you know, take over the country. I know the believer was very, very hard time and they want to escape from the country and go to the Pakistan through the border. So there was a five believer Afghan. And they just want to enter the Pakistan through the border, so they don't have anywhere to stay. They stayed from, one of the believers' family. They are not believers. Their family is not believers, but they, for five family, all the children, woman and man, all they stayed in their house for 4 weeks. And they love them, they serve them, they just, you know, show love, even they are not believers, so without any expectation. And it was so great. After 4 weeks, you know, situation get better, and then they back to Kabul, and the other stories another time I can tell you what happened to them.
Wow. So it sounds a lot different than what some stories we've heard as far as Afghans in hostility. It sounds like they are a very warm and welcoming people that care for their own and open their homes and their hearts to people that are in need. And I think that it's important for us to hear that and for us to know that about our Afghan brothers and sisters. Another question I have for you. I know that you left Afghanistan and you went to Iran. So having grown up in Iran, what was it like for you going from living under a hostile government to experiencing the freedom to practice Christianity and share the gospel openly? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I didn't know the Jesus in Iran, and I came to Christ when I came out of Iran. So I was in Turkey as a refugee. I met Jesus, and I, after long time, and I came to him and surrendered to him. So it was, out of the picture, it thinks it's easy. It's very not have any problem, but it's still a life being, you know, sharing the gospel, living your faith is very, among the Persian people, Afghan and Iran, is very hard and difficult. When we were sharing, they were, you know, against us, and they were rejecting us. They were putting pressure on us, and they had a lot of things to, you know, putting in our life, and we suffered. It wasn't easy. Even we wasn't in Iran, we wasn't in Afghanistan. It wasn't easy for me to know Jesus and sharing him with others, Afghan and woman and man. None of them was easy, and it was hard and difficult.
It reminds me of that scripture that we read about, in this world you will have trouble, but rejoice because I've overcome this world. And it sounds like you found yourself in very difficult, trying circumstances as a believer, but you persevered and you made a way even in the difficulties. So how would an Afghan Christian get plugged into an underground church or Christian community? And what are the dangers associated with doing that?
It's a very interesting question. Heather, I would love to not sharing every single details in here, but it's not easy, it's not short time. It takes a long term and very difficult, and very needing more energy to do that. So when person want to come to Christ, we definitely immediately we cannot plug them in the underground church, or you know, put her to the group of believers. Not at all, because it's very, very difficult and dangerous for their life. So it takes a long term, and you know, which is we do the one by, we can just, you know, help them to grow in their faith. So after they, you know, they proving their faithfulness, their honesty, slowly after the long term, we could, you know, plug them to the small group of the believers. You know, we don't have a big group and gathering like we have here. So that's why it's funny or, but it's real. We have so many stories. At the house, wife came to Christ for long time, and husband doesn't know she's a believer. And we have a brothers at home. Both of them came to Christ, and for so many years, they didn't know about their faith because of the security. They cannot trust each other, you know. But it's after many years, they said, we were, you know, sitting and talking, and we know both of us believing Jesus. Why are we hiding from each other? So it's very difficult and different from the other culture. But we are not going to plug them immediately. It takes time and energy.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys have learned from experience the best way to get people plugged into the church. And, you know, that is such an incredible reminder for us here in the West, that all we have to do is walk out our front door and go to the nearest church and walk right in and get plugged in. And what a blessing that is for us. But what a reminder of standing in the gap as intercessors for the people of Afghan and Iran, and just praying protection over them and as they get plugged in to the church there. So, wow. I know that you have a lot of testimonies, and we could probably spend hours on you unpacking incredible testimonies of what God is doing and how he's moving. But can you share just a few testimonies from the Afghans that you've prayed with in the call center?
Yeah. As you said, so many studies, so many drama counseling, so many things going on, but time is not letting us to share, but I have a few. It's just, you know, before last week, I had a call from one of our member of the team. So they gave me the number. I called the one brothers in Afghanistan. As soon as my phone was ringing and he answered, and I said, I'm who I am, why I'm calling you. And he was just start crying. His name is, I'm not going to give you a real name because of the security. I will call him Abdullah. So Abdullah start crying so hard. For Afghan man, crying is not easy. Afghan man is not crying, but he was crying so hard. It broke my heart. So he was so thankful I called him. He said, I became into Christ 9 months ago, since everybody after Taliban take over the country left and I'm alone. I was so overwhelmed. I thought everybody forgot about me. Everybody forgot about us. So you called today. And I, as I said, how are you? How is it doing in life for you in there? And he said, I have so many problems. I have so many difficulties, but I don't want to. Because for 9 months now, I didn't pray with my brother and sister. I didn't worship together. So let's pray and worship. So we prayed, we worshiped, we listened to the song, and he was just crying for, and he prayed all over the country for Afghanistan, all over, and protection for the believers. It was the beautiful moment to, he said, this is the true love. I experienced it. So I have another one. Just a few weeks ago, I had the number. I called him. His name is Ali. And he, when I called, he was very, very sad. He asked so many questions about God, about the Bible, a lot of things he was sharing. So I knew he was kind of going through the bad situation for his life. So I kept calling him and asking his situation of his life and feeling. And we, every day or other day, I called him and we prayed together. Ali was, after 2 weeks, he said, the day you called, that day I was, you know, decided to suicide. But your call gave me hope. Your call gave me a light. You know, I know it's difficult, it's not easy to go through, but they are with us. They're praying. And most of important things, he's with us. You give me the hope of living. So yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. God is doing it. So, and I have another lady. I called her. She said, I'm not working anymore, but I know I need to grow in my faith. I need to grow in my faith. Help me, please, sister. Please, Sister Shanas, help me to grow and know him better, knowing his will in my life. So for my country. And this story is not a fake. They are true and truly love of Christ. They are working there. So it's an honor to, you know, calling them and praying over them and asking God to help them.
Well, needless to say, you guys are on the front lines and you are taking these phone calls and you are ministering to those that are so hungry for the gospel, the truth of the gospel. And, you know, it reminds me of how important it is for us to cover you guys in prayer and your team in prayer. And just to encourage the audience that is listening today, our prayers, they are powerful and they are effective. And we have an opportunity to stand with Shanaz and her team and the prayer counselors and just cover them in prayer as they reach out to these Afghans and they just speak truth. They speak hope. They bring peace to these people that are in circumstances that really we could never imagine. This is a big question for you, Shanaz, because I can only imagine how impacted you have been doing what you're doing with the call center. But could you share with us what has impacted you or ministered to you the most so far?
Interesting question. It's not my favorite one because when it passed up 14 years, I part of my what I was doing with my husband, Hossein, so it was counseling, you know, but different way, face to face, being with the people, knowing them better, you know, going through the situation they are. But since January of 2020, we joined the Mohabbat TV, and as a counselor, sitting behind the computer, calling them, not knowing them, not seeing them personally. So it's very, very difficult. I asked this question, Heather, so many times from myself. So it's remind me the love of Christ have for them, but not seeing them, you know, how I can pray for them, even when I don't know them very well. You know, I don't know what's their name. I don't know their story. I don't know what's, you know, going on in their life. So asking, pray, and I should be pray like him. I have to love him and them as a Jesus do for them. I have to do my best as a Jesus do for them. It's very hard, and I'm learning so many things during this new journey.
That's incredible. This was an interesting question that I was curious about. As you're connecting with in-country Afghans, do you get the sense that they're still upset with Americans for turning a blind eye to the devastation that they're experiencing right now? What kind of feedback are you getting, if any, from them?
Yeah, you know, Heather, it's very, life is hard now. It was hard. Past 40 years is war. It's not easy for them. Each one of them living inside of a country. So now, yeah, more hard, more difficulty. So they are upset. Transition always is hard, but this kind of transition for them is more difficult, more hard. So they are a little bit upset, but you know, personally, I don't think that much, but they are upset because of the, you know, that everything changed. Every single thing they had a plan or program, it changed. Now, they don't know, but, you know, something there wasn't they ready to expect, it happened. So it's make a more difficult life for them.
Yeah, and I know that Open Doors in 2022 announced that Afghanistan is actually the number one most persecuted nation for Christians to live in. So, you know, again, it's something that we can hear about, that we can learn about, and we can understand. But unless you're actually there and you're living it and you're experiencing it, it's really hard to relate. And that's why we have to rely on the Lord and power of the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and just put within us an urgency to pray for them. And with that being said, how can we as the body of Christ be praying for the Afghan believers right now, Shahnaz?
Yeah, power of prayer. This is, you know, only thing we need. I'm sure if I'm here, I'm answer up a lot of prayer. People been to Afghanistan, people been praying for so many years in Afghanistan. Now I know the Lord. So I'm sure the prayer we have together for this country, for that people, I'm sure has so many things can change. So I would love to ask, please pray for the security, for the, all the believers now left behind. So many people came out, but we have so many left behind. And please pray for their security to be, you know, safe, and also for finance. So many job loss, you know, so many things change, and they really need a job to make some, you know, very basic thing for their life, to provide for their family. So please pray for the finance situation, and also peace for all the people, you know. It's a lot of things going on. We are not there, but we hear a lot, and people is scared. They have a fear. Each day they says, when we go out, we're not sure we are coming back home or not. So we need the peace of the Lord, and you know, touch their heart. So, and also please praying for me and my husband too. You know, we want to do more to sharing his good news, his peace with Afghan people inside the country. And we need the wisdom. We need his guidance. And also give us the, you know, trustworthy people to make a team inside Afghanistan, that we sharing the truth of the Lord, and also make them disciple to, you know, they do and be, among the other people.
That's incredible. Before we wrap this up, Shahnaz, I thought it would be special if you could just pray for the Afghan people and the audience in Dari, and then I will close it up with a prayer in English for you and your team and everything that you're doing. Would you mind?
Yes, sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's that is more confident language for me to pray. پدر جان تو رو شکر میکنیم برای تمام محبت ها برای تمام فیض و رحمت تو یک خدای قدوس شکر میکنیم که نجات تو بر ماست و امروز ما تو رو میشناسیم امروز همه ما خواهر و برادرای ما که تو رو میشناسیم در اتحاد نام تو دعا میکنیم برای سرزمین افغانستان دعا میکنیم که ابر جلال تو افغانستان ما رو فرا بگیره خواهر و برادرهای ما خداوند چشمانشان باز شده و تو رو بشناسن آرامی تو که وعده تو خدای قدوس بیایه و سرزمین افغانستان فرا بگیره خداوندم صلح و سلامتی تو در بین مردم باشه خداوند چشمان و گوشهای اونها رو باز کن برای کلامت که نجات بخش است برای کلامت که حیات میبخشه و کلامت که خداوند زندگی ها رو تبدیل میکنه خداوند تو رو شکر میکنیم که امروز فرصت میدی به ما که خداوند شریک باشیم در کار تو بر روی زمین امروز میخوایم از تو که خواهر و برادرهای زیادی به ما ببخشی تا ببینیم و شهادت ها و داستان های زندگی اونها برای ما تشویق و امید باشه تو شکرگزار هستی مر از فرصتی که به ما عطا کردی تو رو دوست داریم و خداوند سرزمین افغانستان و مردم افغانستان به حضور تو آوردیم که تو اونها رو ببینی و اونها رو خداوند دعاهایشون رو بشنوی تو رو دوست داریم و در نام پرجلال عیسی مسیح دعا کردیم با شکرگزاری آمین
And Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for Shahnaz and Hussein and their team that they're on the front lines, Father, and that they are reaching the people of Afghan and the refugees. And God, they are connecting with them and they are praying with them and they are leading them to Christ. Father, we pray that you would continue to send them the right people, trustworthy people that will rally beside them and will pick up the mantle of leading this nation, Afghan, to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray a hedge of protection over Shahnaz and Hussein and their team. Father, we pray that you would raise up a standard that the gates of hell will not prevail against the work that they are doing. Father, I thank you that even now you are continuing to send angels ahead of them to bring them to the places that you have prepared for them. God, we pray for the Afghan people. God, we pray that you would continue to protect them and that you would provide their every need. God, we pray that they would have the food that they need, that they would have a roof over their head, that they would have the transportation that they need. God, that you would protect them and make them invisible to the evil that is there, God, that you would protect their children. And God, I pray that we would be powerful and that we would be effective in getting the gospel into Afghan, getting Bibles into Afghan, God. And God, we will be careful to give you all of the glory for everything good that you're doing inside of Afghan, God, and for the refugees. You're a good father and you have good plans for Afghan and Afghan believers. And we thank you for it now, God. And we thank you for Shahnaz and the team. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shahnaz, it's always so good to have you with us. Thank you so much for your heart to serve the body of Christ and Afghan. And, you know, we look forward to having you on again, but thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. God bless your team.
So much. Thank you.